This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, September 5th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we are in Solomon's Fresh Market. We are in Harbor Bay, and I'm excited because we're doing our annual snackathon, and we want people to go to the cash registers, right, and give their points or donate their points, and also to leave a little donation because Solomon's is partnering with Aaron. This is what you come and join me again.
With the Guardian Media Group, as well as Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger, to ensure that all children in need can go to school with snacks that are healthy, but also so they could feel a part of the school community, because they got snacks like everybody else.
Good. And joining me, right?
Yes, Naomi.
And Naomi, first I need you to formally introduce yourself and explain to my listening audience who you are, what you do at Solomon's Fresh Market, mm-hmm. and then explain the snackathon program today and what is our objective for today.
Okay, great. My name is Naomi Grant, and I am the marketing events manager at AML Foods. So it's for all of our brands that I do work for, and I also work along with AML with their sponsorship and donation area. So we are very much related with our Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. So that's something that we do, like you did here earlier, we do this with our Feed 5000. So our Feed 5000 initiative is for Christmas. It's during our Christmas season, and we set aside donations in our store at all of our locations to be able to feed the hungry during the Christmas holiday.
I want to thank Solomon's Fresh Market for that, and all of your participating outlets are doing this today.
Yes, today is our last day, so you can be at our Solomon's Yamacraw, Solomon's Fresh Market at Oldford Bay, as well as Harbor Bay, our Cartwright locations, Solomon's Old Trail, Nassau, as well as Freeport, Cartwright, Freeport, Solomon's Lucaya, Solomon's Downtown, which is in Freeport.
And Solomon's Downtown is brand new, I heard.
Solomon's Downtown is 2 years, I think this is their second year in. And Solomon's Old Trail is absolutely brand new. That's okay. Our baby.
Good. So I want my listening audience to understand, how can they participate and partner with Solomon's Fresh Market by donating their points? What does that mean exactly? Or donating physical cash? What exactly does that mean?
So when you go into any one of them, while you're cashing out, you can just tell the cashier that you would like to donate to the Snackathon initiative. And all they do is use it as a regular purchase. They will key it in, and that's all you need to do is tell them what you want and how much you want to give. You can give as little as you want. You can give cash. You can give coins. Whatever. No amount is too little, and no amount is too big.
And this is where Aaron comes in. Last year we were here, right, Aaron? And we were able to raise a certain amount of money, which Solomon's Fresh Market was able to donate to the feeding network and so on, right? How much did we make again?
$3,800.
$3,800 is $3,800. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to beat that this year.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're trying to surpass that total this year.
Yes. So I need people, especially if you want to see who I am, right? Come down to Solomon Fresh Market in Harbor Bay Shopping Center. I'm doing one of those picture type things. And come down and partner with Solomon's and make a donation at the cash register, right?
Come take a picture with Mr. Nuri eating healthy snacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm trying to get used to that, but Solomon has such a large array of healthy snacks here, and they have a number of them on display at the table here, and I'm trying to get free samples as much as I can. I'm trying to guilt Miss Grant to say, Miss Grant, can I taste that one, right? Yeah, right? But you can come down, and Miss Grant will be happy to explain. We also have like a concierge lady.
Customer service.
Yes, what is her name, by the way?
That's Anastasia. She does sampling at our Fresh Market stores.
That's customer service.
Yes.
And Anastasia's here, and she explains like the highlights of what all is being highlighted at Solomon's. And I'm very impressed with her, right? Because she's the one who's feeding me. And that's why I wanted to highlight who she is and try to find out all about these snacks. But snackathon is a strange concept to me, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Why snacks that you decided to do that? And what do you mean by snackathon in general?
That would be snacks be... I'm laughing because... Okay, let's do this. So we do need to get snacks in the schools because, number one, like we heard already, if your kid doesn't have the nutrients that they need to be able to function well in school, they're not going to even want to go to school. But education is absolutely paramount and important for the kid. But if your child is coming to school and they have no nutrients, they can't function.
So, and definitely snacks are important. And I was thinking about my child too and wondering if just a sandwich is enough or just a meal is enough.
No.
You're saying that snacks is also important to make a complete lunch meal.
The journey from home to school is treacherous already.
I mean, let's think about that school day, Mr. Nuri. For many kids,
they
have to leave their house at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that the parents get to work on time, right? So many kids, even though the school day may start, some 7:45, some 8:15, some right before 9, some kids end up spending almost 2 hours just on the way to school. And then they have to wait until the first break of the day to get something to eat. So many kids end up eating their lunch at that first break. That was me in particular. I was horrible at making my own breakfast and things. And then what happens after lunch, right? If you buy in your own food, you have enough money to buy that one meal. And then the rest of the day, you're trying to power yourself off of that one meal. The schools, in an attempt to give kids value for money and a solid meal, sometimes the meals aren't the best for the rest of the school day. They get sleepy-itis, and they won't take a nap. That's not good for the school day, right? So what snacks do is they allow the kid to like get the right amount of food at the right time of the day. I don't have to eat my sandwich at my 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m.
Right.
I can munch on this little snack. I know I have my sandwich. P.E. is after lunch. If I eat my lunch too early in the day, I won't have the energy for P.E. at the end of the day, right? And so snacks help children expend their energy in a more effective and efficient way. A part of this program is about creating an equal society in the school space. The weight, the children feel when everybody else have something to eat and they have snacks and I don't have anything.
I'm having a flashback because I realized that at most schools, especially primary schools, they have a snack break at 10 o'clock.
Right.
So you need to have a snack.
Right.
Whatever it is, you need to have a snack.
Mm-hmm.
And Solomon's actually has healthy snacks.
Healthy snacks.
And I'm not used to healthy snacks because I think snacks are supposed to be cheese doodles and biscuits and cookies. But you're saying that you have a whole basket full, a whole aisle that is designated.
My snack actually used to be fruit in school as well.
Mm-hmm. My mother used to put a banana in my lunch tin.
Yeah.
And so by the time it's time to eat, everything tasted like banana and I didn't want to eat it. Right? And so, sometimes we think snack means unhealthy automatically.
Right.
Right? But what the range of products available in Fresh Market shows us is that snack does not necessarily mean unhealthy food. It means eating smaller portions of good things for you.
Okay.
So I want to go and list some of the snacks that you have here.
Okay.
Finally, I see you have bring something to drink because I've seen all the snacks have something to eat. And so let's start off with drinking stuff because I like drinking snacks.
Let's talk about this organic banana water.
Banana can't be organic.
That's the entire...
What do you mean banana can't be organic?
What do you mean?
Banana can be organic?
Yes.
And they have water that is have banana in it?
It's a whole banana in the can.
See, there you go. Talk to me.
Electrolytes, nutrients, and it tastes amazing. It's along the lines of the coconut water.
Madam, is it possible for us to sample this? Because I just want, dear children, I on your side today. I on your side. I never heard of banana water.
See why I love locations?
I don't want to disparage
it. Give us free things to sample.
I don't want to disparage it before I taste it. I didn't tell you all my banana story, but I'm willing to taste it. Because she say electrolytes and antioxidants.
Yeah.
And I know banana good for something.
Listen.
I'm still amused and amazed that Salomon's Fresh Market have so many different
like
types of snacks. Like, I would have never assumed that something was called a banana water.
Banana
coconut water. Coconut water, I understand.
Yes.
But banana water. And you have like a whole aisle, like just go pick and choose.
A whole aisle.
See? That's big.
Okay. I would like to declare for the world.
What are you getting something?
That's actually extremely nice, even though I don't like banana. Yes. I don't like banana, and this is actually.
It's really good.
Very, very nice. It has vitamins and minerals, replenishing electrolytes, beneficial antioxidants. See, antioxidants, oxidant is like a rust, that's to knock the dust and the rust off your brain in the morning. Take a shot of that, tell your children, shake it off, get ready for school.
And every so often you say Anastasia has products like this on display and you can come and sample it.
Yes,
just
we
to
have
be familiar
sampling
with it.
Every day, every day at Fresh Market, but it's like it alternates the location.
So every
so you
day
have
at
to check and
some
see
place,
which location. Should, we will post it on our Facebook page and she's going to be at what location she's going to be at, and then you just go there. Like
you,
today, she's
you have
at
a good job.
Harbor
you
Bay. She's at Harbor Bay today. We're going to be actually doing our fresh meals today, which we're going to be making Tuscan salmon pasta.
Nice.
Today. What time?
Right after the show.
So we need to stay right around.
You can come and get some samples from the show.
Sample free food.
Mrs. Yes. Mary is research. Yes. It's not, we're not sampling free food. We're doing research.
Whatever it is, it's free food.
Hold on, would you call the dish again?
It's 1 o'clock.
It's called Tuscan salmon pasta.
We're going to figure out how to turn that into a snack.
That's it.
That's okay.
That's all. We're going to turn that into a snack.
And all I got to do is stick around.
You just stick around.
And then I can... on Facebook, I can see what's the next location.
You can see where the next location is.
Salomon's Fresh Market. Salomon's Fresh Market.
There you go.
And
so,
take advantage of the samples.
So,
because
we're at
benefits.
Because she's at Harbor Bay today, at All for Bay tomorrow, and then the next day, Harbor Bay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, Nuri, what I like about this store and the Fresh Market brand is that they have a wide variety of prepackaged, prepared snacks. Right. The way better chips. They even have creamy ranch flavored pretzel nut protein mix.
Like keto friendly
snack mm-hmm. mix. All of these prepackaged, ready to go, grab and go snacks. But the products that they offer in the store want you to become a snackologist in your own home.
Uh-huh.
And you could begin making snacks for your kids to eat at home or to take to school. For instance, did you know you could take one plain hot dog and put it in one plain hot dog bun and then get. If you have a waffle maker,
mm-hmm.
you cut the hot dog in half and put it in the waffle maker and press it like a waffle.
And I doing that for what?
For snack.
It was a snack before you start.
No, man. And then you put the pizza sauce in the bun and you put the cheese and the hot dog. And you could put it in your waffle press. You could put it in your panini press. You could put it in your George Foreman grill press.
Mm-hmm.
And you could make them. You don't want to perform magic for your children. You don't want to say to them, I'm a snackologist.
I just want ketchup on my hot dog. I just want ketchup.
Just ketchup.
You don't have to smash it down with any of that.
Just because you ain't used to this new snack culture.
You just bougie.
You want to give the children cracker and mayonnaise and sugar for snack, Nuri. What I'm saying is, you could take your ordinary slam bam and turn it into an elevated snack for your children.
Which aisle is the slam bam?
Slam bam?
The place I have
the deli.
Bread
I see the bread. I want the sausage. Where I get my sausage?
In the deli.
We
have a huge deli section there. We have the widest variety of gourmet cheeses and deli cuts. But the deli cuts have no nitrite, no nitrates. It's like the freshest mm-hmm. meat you ever want to get. So that's...
Miss Nuri, they have a cheese there called Drunken Goat.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Mm.
This is a snack for your wife. Now you're going to understand making fancy snack.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get the bread. You're going to get a nice wheat with maybe a multi-grain with nut bread.
Yes.
And you're going to get a Drunken Goat cheese, right? And then you're going to get that same Tropeville pepper jelly. And then you're going to make the Slam Bam sandwich and press it for her. See?
What's the
cheese? Okay, now I go on Ms. Grant to create a kid-friendly charcuterie board.
You want a kid-friendly charcuterie board?
Tell me what I need to come to Solomon's Fresh Market and go and purchase.
This is it right here. This is a whole kid-friendly charcuterie board.
All right, we've got roasted turkey breast browned in oil, hard salami. Children love hard salami. Mm-hmm. Don't let them lie. And then we have a four-cheese snack cheese sandwich cheese tray.
Never seen that before.
Mild cheddar, any food Monterey store. Jack, Colby Jack, and Pepper Jack, right? So you know how people is make s'mores? Mm-hmm. Well, you can make a savory cracker snack for your children. Put it on a stick and tell them be camping bush style.
Fresh Market has a display of cheese in one packet. I can make a charcuterie board just by picking up
this
one
is
packet.
It.
Yep. And then
and
we
look,
have
add
local brand,
nuts.
Earthlands Nature's Blend raisin nuts and seeds. So you could mound up your little trail mix on the plate, and then you're going to get
and
your...
And the same jelly that we had.
The pineapple jelly and the pepper jelly. You're going to put dollops of them on the plate. Then you're going to take the Catalina Crunch, keto-friendly, mm-hmm. which has pecans, almonds, crisps, and pretzels. You can put that on the plate. Then you're going to come to the produce section. You're going to get a fruit tray, toothpicks or skewers, and you're going to make fruit kebabs with cantaloupe, watermelon, apple, pineapple pieces, and you're good to go.
We're going to take a break now, right? But clearly, I'm going to need a Salmon Fresh Market concierge. I tend to get overwhelmed easily, right? And this store has so many... so many things, right? Like one section have like 1,000 different ways. You know, like how do you have 12 different types of grapes?
Absolutely.
How do you have 12 different types
you
of grapes?
Need
someone can need to help me to choose. Well, this is the grape you would like.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But we're gonna take a quick in Harbor Bay. We are partnering again with their snack, their annual snackathon. This day is the last day for it, actually, September 5th. This has this promotion been running long, or this is
two
what?
Weeks.
2 weeks mm-hmm. this event has been going where you could have donated. You could have donated your points. You could have donated money on the side to and partner with the Salmon Fresh Market. And also you'll be partnering with the Bahamas Feeding Network. And what's the second one, Eric?
Hands for Hunger.
And Hands for Hunger, where Salmon has decided to donate some of that proceeds to these entities where they partner in ensuring that young kids are able to get snacks and food during the lunch period. We're going to take a short break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We shall be right back.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the Hit Spot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the Hit Spot.
On 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're going down Bay Street one time.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying? Woo! We gonna bust this one.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. We are in Solomon Fresh Market, which is in Harbor Bay. And I eat this new thing. What is this I'm eating, Aaron?
This is a smart sweet.
Oh, God.
Sour melon bites.
It's sour for real.
Kick sugar,
oh,
kick
nice
candy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no
God.
Artificial sweeteners. 3 grams of sugar. Dear children, you could hear the sour coming off my tongue.
Mm. Oh,
it's
Lord.
A sour candy and it's yummy. I love it.
So how do parents know what to get? Because I'm sure my wife doesn't know about this, because we need to get this. Not snacks for the children, no. This for me. This for me. This nice. This nice. I got a text here that says, hold on, where did that text go? It's a great show as usual. Please don't call sausage, sausages. A sausage! I've been saying sausages all my life, and I know my teacher told me it's sausages, and I know but sausages is a sausage.
In sausage. 1780, it was sausages.
Mm-hmm.
When you find that cracker recipe.
Mm-hmm.
But today...
And I like my sausages thick. Can I get thick sausage at Solomon's Fresh Market?
They're right off Solomon's Orchard. They'll make it for you. They'll
And they just cut it, that thick one. Yeah. I want the one that's stuck in the top of your throat.
Yeah.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another important question.
So it has less preservatives of on this side.
I've heard that the snack Fresh world market. Has changed tremendously. You know the bologna, the sausages we
yes.
use to make
yes.
steam sausage?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to fry the sausage till it burns.
Yes.
A new sausage on the market that doesn't burn. And I wanted them to know, how are we supposed to know the sausage is done if it don't burn?
I like my sausage
didn't know
burn.
About that one.
But the point is, you can get your sausage cut at any thickness that you want. You can
like
get
it
yes.
You get it cut for steam
like
sausage, you can get it cut for slam bam, you can get it cut for deli sandwiches, you can get it cut any way you want.
Well, we have a caller here, so let's engage the caller who wants to know about Solomon's, I guess.
Okay.
Fresh Market. Go ahead, caller, can you hear us? Call girl ones. Looks like the call is gone.
Yeah,
that means more time for me to catch samples and more the samples.
We got some more text. It says, my favorite snack is and was always sandwiches. Back then, hot dog sandwiches were quite cheap. If you tell me then about the prices of hot dogs, now I would have called you a liar. But basically, they're saying that they can't imagine that the price of hot dogs has gone up so much. What I like about Fresh Market is they offer you a variety of
Absolutely.
Hot dog options
mm-hmm.
to fit your budget.
Yes.
I had the experience, Mr. Murray, when I bought some hot dogs somewhere for an event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked at what the hot dog cost. But when I cooked the hot dog, it expanded like two or three times. And so I had to cut the hot dog in half. One hot dog gave me two sandwiches.
The thick hot dog.
I mean, I was just like, what is happening in the hot dog world,
mm-hmm.
right? But back to our snacks. A hot dog could be a meal or a snack, sir.
Okay, I see we had an assortment of cheese. But I grew up with that cheese, I call that cheese. They had a government cheese.
Macaroni cheese.
Solomon is sell government cheese,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we have that, too.
The big macaroni
yes,
cheese?
Yes,
I come here and get macaroni cheese?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. What else?
Just get excited that Solomon have everything. Everything. Look at this. Okay, what other snack do you have over here that we can sample today? You got to come down to Solomon Fresh Market, right? They look like they're the snack capital of the Bahamas, where you can come and sample. I'm asking and demanding for
let's talk about these
concierge who can introduce me to new things.
Let me introduce you to this one, Mr. Nui. It is a tortilla-style nacho cheese chip.
Okay, I like cheese.
But it's also a protein chip.
What do you mean by protein chip?
I mean, it's a snack that's also a meal.
So I can eat this and get full?
Yeah.
Basically. Like, you could eat this on your way into the gym for an extra dose of protein to build muscle
Aaron,
while
we have
you're
a
exercising.
Caller. We have a caller. Let's see if we can squeeze it. It's hard to get callers when you're on location, so I can take advantage of this. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Neary. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, morning.
I'm calling from the constituency of Elizabeth State. I live there. And I have a nonprofit group called People Helping People. I started it about 3 years ago. And every day, I'm a little bit nervous because I don't really ask or don't know how to. I have a few people that donate to my thing and my goes wrong, and we help children from back to school, and we help give to the children's home and all of what we can do. We do breakfast on the park in the back of Thelma. So, and I know you guys live in that area, and I listen to you all every day. And somehow I think I take the nerve to call to let you all know. However it is, we can start needing some donations if you all can help us. We have our giveaway on Saturday coming at the park.
Okay, so here's what to do. Before you hang up, give your name and number to the producer.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will ask the producer to forward me the number, and I'll contact you today.
I appreciate so much.
Which park again before you go?
In the back of Thelma Primary, We normally be right there. We started it from 3 years, and we normally give away anytime, but we does it out of our pocket. But we do end up having 3 sponsors now. That's QC Bahamas, the pharmacy, and the pharmacy in Marcos speaks to the lady there. She's helped us very well. And the lady at East One Plaza and the party place, they join us. They help us good. So now we would like for other community business in the community to help us. And yeah, we go, because in our community, we are mothers that lost sons in the community. So instead of getting angry or some or whatever, we give back the help and try to grow.
Okay, so leave your number with the producer and we'll contact you this afternoon.
I appreciate you all. Okay,
that's
sir.
Good. Yeah, okay. Man, my pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
So, Ms. Grant, September 5th, that's the day, is the deadline for this. How long does it run? We're here from early this morning. What time is the last period I could come in and help with my donations?
The store closes at 7.
7 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. We have also at our Yamacraw location, it's the same. Solomon's Old Trail until closing time. Mm-hmm. Solomon's Old Trail, Cartwright. Until closing time. And in Lukai as well, until closing time. Oh, we're open until 8.
8 today. Okay, good.
Come until 8.
Now, I'm a social media person.
Mm-hmm.
So all my news come from social media. Mm-hmm. I need
Are
to
you
know
on our Facebook page?
I'm going to plan to like it now. What is your Facebook page now? Because I need to know what's going to be for the next free sampling.
And Solomon's get the Fresh Market.
What is it again? I'm sorry?
Solomon's Fresh Market.
Okay.
Then you'll be able to see absolutely everything that we're doing all through the week, and you'll be able to find out where Anna is, so you can go ahead and get some samples in.
Okay. I see we have a little one right here, and we give it, let's bring him, because it's all about him and snacks. Where is he?
Hello. Eating apple pie. Juju pie, not apple pie, okay? We're making juju pies.
So we're in Harbor Bay, right? And we see our youngest customer here. And I'm sure he's here to get snacks. You know, my first time on the radio, I was about 5 years old. So Aww. Let me see if he can get an interview. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
You say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah.
You like snacks? Yeah. You like packets?
Yeah.
What do you come here to get? Do you come here to get your applesauce? Applesauce and purple packets?
You can't hear his eyes, but he's talking with his eyes. He said, yes, I come here to get applesauce and apple
pockets.
Nice.
That's perfect.
As a parent, let me speak to you. Come closer. I know you don't want to be on radio, but since you're here and you're so close to me, you want to grab the mic and we'll talk to you about snacks. Just snacks.
Sure.
So, today we are celebrating the last day of the AML Food Snackathon, an initiative to raise funds to provide kids in need with snacks throughout the school year to ensure that they have the proper nutrients necessary for participating in the school day, but also so they could feel like an equal part of the school community, right? Because kids want to feel like they belong. So we're encouraging all shoppers today. They have two ways that they can donate. At the register, you can donate your change or any amount of money. No amount is too small. Or you can donate your My Smart Rewards loyalty points.
Okay.
To the initiative. But here's the question for you today. What was your favorite snack when you was his age?
Ooh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
It probably was Pepper Chips. The particular one was like the
hot fries,
the fries looking one,
yep.
And then Doritos.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to tell you that while you're at Solomon's today, you can find alternates, healthy alternates of all of your favorite school
snacks. She needs
snacks.
To taste that.
I need
know.
You to taste this sweet chili whole grain corn tortilla chip and see if it satisfies your school
Dorito.
Memories of
yes.
spicy hot fries. I think it will. Now, to my friend Shorty Boy. No, it may be too hot for him. Too spicy. Shorty Boy, what about the applesauce do you like?
You like applesauce?
Yeah. He say, yeah. I like it all. This is good stuff. Now, so he's more into fruit snacks, healthier snacks.
Yeah, like applesauce, strawberries. Now, we get only a particular...
Does he like banana?
He does. He's just started to like banana.
That's banana juice.
That's banana water.
Banana juice.
You forgive us there. This is our youngest shopper at Solomon's. I see he have his loyalty card attached to his shorts. And be glad to be snack shopping with him today. Mm-hmm. And I want you all to know this is a testament. This young man, he like fruit, mm-hmm. he like grape, he like apple. And kids will like what you give them, right?
Yes.
Unless they have an allergy to a particular thing, kids will get excited about what you get excited about. They will eat what you eat. And if you got to play tricks on them, what you trying to hide from them, that's what they want to eat.
Right there.
So pretend that the fruit is the most
that's
exciting
good.
Thing in the hemisphere. And they will fall into that culture and practice as well.
Go back to Ms. Grant. And thanks very much, ma'am. I appreciate you stopping by. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How's the Dorito?
Yes. That's my favorite right there.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about your loyalty card. And I know you, that's not what you're here for today.
No, that's
but
not.
I want the listening audience to know that you do have a loyalty card. What is it? And explain that process.
So we in our Solomon stores. So we've had it for, this is our second year, and we are over 75,000 loyalty customers in. 1,000 loyalty customers.
I mean, that's a if all of us with a loyalty card right now, that would be a major contribution.
That would be a major contribution. And to date, our loyalty customers have earned over $1 million back in rewards.
Do you need 1% of that on my bill?
Some weekends we have triple points available that just ended in Nassau. And look out for the holiday. So you're able to earn every time you shop. Even when you use your loyalty points, you can redeem as well. You can redeem and shop at the same time. You can earn and redeem at the same time.
That happened to me the other day. I just needed like a little extra $1.25 to put on the bill because I saw something I didn't come in for.
Right.
But I couldn't leave without it.
Okay, then.
And my loyalty points stretched that little budget for me.
Mm-hmm. Just. So every time you shop, you're able to earn a dollar. You're able to earn whatever dollar amount in points.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're able to sell. Sometimes when we have special promotions, we have triple times the points. So it's at Solomon's Fresh Market, Solomon's Old Fort Bay, Solomon's Harbor Bay, Solomon's Yamacross. It's all our Solomon stores everywhere besides Cross Strike.
You just mentioned triple points. You need to explain what that means by triple points.
When you spend a dollar, you usually get a point.
Yes.
When you spend $1, you get points. When you spend a dollar with triple points, you get 3.
Oh, nice.
Instead of getting 1 point, you get 3 points.
I need to come on triple points.
So that happens on a regular basis. We do put the promotions out. But you also, when you shop, you're able, if you opt into marketing at the customer service desk, you're able to get your receipt every time you shop, and you'll get the balance right at the bottom of your receipt. Mm-hmm. And then you'll also get offers and promotions sent to you, your email.
Okay.
If you forget your card, you give them your phone number.
Nice.
And you won't have to worry about saying, oh, man, I forgot my card. Just give me your phone number and they'll add your points on.
Okay. Today we are at Solomon's Fresh Market, which is in Harbor Bay. I'm speaking to Mr. May.
Naomi Grant.
And we're going to take a short break now. But remind us about the participating locations again, who's doing this promotion today.
So you can go to our Solomon's Yamacraw, Solomon's Old Trail, Solomon's Supercenter. I'm sorry, it's gone. Solomon's Old Trail. Solomon's Fresh Market, Old Fort Bay and Harbor Bay. Then we have Lucaya Downtown. Solomon's Lucaya, Solomon's Downtown. Cross Right in Nassau and Freeport.
And this promotion is all day today up
all
until
day
8 o'clock?
All day to the end of the day today.
Good.
8 o'clock.
But we're at Solomon's Fresh Market again in Harbor Bay. You can pass by and come see who I am. Take a picture with me. People like take a picture with me, right? And we're going to take a short commercial break right now, and we'll be right back. Guardian Radio AM.
He act like he never eat before, and he ain't gonna eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese, roast beef, pork chop, rice, and black-eyed peas. He had cucumber, crackpot, corn salad too, potato salad, of course.
always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary in photos, the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Our talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I just letting Anastasia know I haven't sampled that coconut water. So I'm looking at Miss Grant, the side eye. Erin, read that for me.
So this is the Field Day No Sugar Added Coconut Water. And the package, first of all, what I like, it's a shelf-stable package, right? So when I go camping, I could bring my coconut water with me until I find the first coconut tree I could reach.
There you go.
Right? It's resealable, has a nice solid seal for storage. And it's not from concentrate. And the Field Day products are a part of the non-GMO project. It's a verified partner with the non-GMO product, which I'm also pleased about as well. And although we live in the land of water, because we don't have a sustainable industry yet, people who have inculcated or added coconut water to their diet and want it regularly, they have a number of options available to them, right?
Absolutely.
So when you can't get it straight from the tree, come to the Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, Old Fort Bay, or any of the Solomon stores, or even Courseright to get it by the case.
Absolutely.
Right?
Now, our Field Day is our exclusive house brand for Fresh Market. Well, you get it at Fresh Market and some of our Solomon's hybrid locations, but Field Day has almost every item that you can think of in their brand, and they're high quality, mostly all organic, USDA organic, extremely good for your family, and it's affordable. So this is the premier brand of our Fresh Market stores, which has been for a while. Field Day, you can get tons of back to school snacks, back to school items.
Is this a product that I can order online?
You can order this online.
Let's talk about this online thing.
So you can shop online from anywhere, especially in your outer islands. We will ship it through the mail boat. Okay, so you can also order online and you can pick it up at the store.
Wait. If I live in Auckland,
yes,
explain how I can get Solomon's Fresh Market items in Auckland.
You get on your phone or your laptop and you go to solomonsfreshmarkets.com. And you are able to see all of the items that are available in the store online. You put them in your little shopping cart online.
And in fact,
and they will package it and get it ready and send it to you.
When you walk into Harbor Bay Fresh Market at the entrance to the store, right there, when you see the sumo oranges, you're going to see a stand, a flyer, and the flyer has a QR code. You scan the QR code, it'll take you straight to the website where you can begin the process of shopping online at Fresh Market.
Now, what if I live in Nassau, New Providence, right? And is that online shopping available to me, or that's just for Family
it's
Island people?
It's available to you in Nassau as well.
Explain it to me from the Nassau point of view. How is this online thing works?
The same way it works for the Outer Island. You get online, you go ahead and shop, and you can either pick it up or you can get it delivered.
Delivered to me to my house?
Yes.
Quick question. I need to my driver, my delivery person. Can I tip them on the website?
No, you can tip them in person. That's fine.
Good stuff. I can tip them with snacks. Sweet boy, take this piece of banny cake.
Nah, listen, whatever your heart desires.
Yes, ma'am.
Outside of Solomon's Harbor Bay, there's a parking lot which says online. What is that parking
you
space
have
for?
A parking space where you're able to come, you park and come in and get your items and then go right home. You don't have to stand in line. You just go get your items right
already home. Pay for it, and then you park in that
there
parking space and just collect it.
That's it.
Because, you know, you see me driving around, right? Mm-hmm. And I say, I wonder if I could park here. And I see the signs and know this is for Solomon online customers. No.
Can I park there, order my food while I'm in the slot, and wait for it to be, for me to get the message to say, come get it?
If that's what you want to do, yeah.
I could try that.
You could try
it. I just check in.
You might wait for that.
Right.
You know?
But all the details are on the
everything
website.
Everything is on the website where you're able to
timeline.
Yes, timeline.
Listen, if I in Mayaguana, I'm just happy that I can access some of the things that are available.
Absolutely.
Not just in New Providence, but at Fresh Market.
Yes.
In New Providence.
Absolutely.
A reminder of the number we're trying to beat today, Aaron, in terms of how much we need to donate.
We're making more than today. The end of this 2 weeks, today being the last day, close of business, 8 p.m. for some stores. We intend on securing more than $3,800 in donations. That is what we achieved last year in the 2 weeks of fundraising. Again, Guardian Media Group is proud to be a partner in this initiative. We want to surpass that total this year, and then we could tell you, get ready, because next year we're going to do it even bigger.
Bigger and better. And also, Ms. Grad, remind us on who you're partnering with for this initiative.
We are partnering with Hands for Hunger, the Feeding Network, and all of Guardian.
That's Star 106.9 FM and Hot 91.7 is on the board, pun intended, with us this morning.
And it's not only us who's at Solomon's location today, right now. Who all is? Look at Wally. Everybody's out?
Yeah,
Star,
I think
Star's out. Where Star is?
Old Trail.
Old Trail?
At the new Old Trail location, I think Sawyer Boy and Star, even Kalika may be out there.
Where's Hot? So we have all the Solomons covered there.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But you could imagine Sawyer Boy going to the new Old Trail and he ain't take Kalika with him to go shopping, to go on touring and thing, to gallivant around the new store. Oh, no. Mr. Newry, I don't know, after we done sampling the wonderful salmon, Tuscan salmon and pasta dish that they're sampling out today, you all come stop by and then make a small donation for
yes.
the sample.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then we could go down to the new Old Trail and check out the new Hot Deli down there.
Yeah, but this one is sampling today. I've taken advantage of the sampling.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let me stick with the sampling. You go to Old Trail.
Because when we go to Old Trail.
Don't worry about that.
You can sample.
You can stick to the sampling. I see what
Anastasia. You sample and then you can pay.
Yeah. See, that's. Yeah, I'm from Acklands. Of course, I'm from Acklands. I paid today. And today's sample day.
But I tell you what, for those of you who are like us and are from Acklands, and demand value for money. Solomon's stores.
I love how you put it that way.
Cheap. Solomon's is where you come in to get value for your dollar. Trust me.
Yes.
Come check it out.
Yes.
I just want to remind people that the promotion ends today. So it ends today, September 5th, at about 8 o'clock today, the Solomon Fresh Market when they close. And that means you have opportunity. You have all the Solomon's Fresh Market with their snackathon, where you can donate either points or some monies when you finish pay to this particular initiative. And Solomon's is partnering, of course, with Guardian Media Group. They're partnering with, remind me, Aaron, the names.
Hot 91.7, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Star 106.5, then the Bahamas Feeding Network, and
Hands for Hunger.
Yes. And earlier, who we had? We had
Ms. Archer from the Bahamas Feeding Network joining us this morning.
Yes.
And she, you know, one of the, I think, most profound things she shared, or poignant or important things she shared with us, is that we have developed this culture now where many parents will not send their kids to school if they don't, if they, they've not eaten for the day, if they don't have sufficient food for the day. Now, I come up in a slightly different culture where you go to school until then they send you home.
Right.
Like a doctor have to sign you out of this. But I appreciate that parents understand that the kid that doesn't have sufficient food to start the day, you're setting them up for a problem, because they're going to get penalized for the inability to focus, penalized for an inability to pay attention that are natural when you're trying to go through an entire school day with no food in your belly. And I think that was a really important point, and that's the thrust of, or the root of this initiative, that we want children to be able to participate in school with an equal footing. And if they can't get the good start to their day that many privileged kids get, then they are 10 steps behind in their academic journey.
And I want to thank Ms. Grant again for reinforcing the need for snack culture. Mm-hmm. That there's such a thing called snack culture, mm-hmm. and snack culture is a part of what I call Bohemiana. You know, I call everything Bohemiana, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That when you go to school, 10 o'clock is snack time.
Yep.
And at 10 o'clock, you need to have some type of snack.
Yeah.
And Solomon's Fresh Market has all types of snacks that you can take advantage of and purchase for your kids. And not just those unhealthy snacks, but nutritional snacks.
Right.
And not a limited listing. They have all kinds of snacks here. They have an entire snack aisle. And you need to see the snack aisle. And it's not just like one type of cheese, you know. They have like 12 different types of cheese, 12 different types of nuts, 12 different types of Cheez-Its, and it goes up, like straight from the up to the roof, comes straight down. That's very impressive.
Ms. Nuri, on top of the prepared snacks, the prepackaged grab-and-go snacks, the wide variety of ingredients here allows you to make your own snacks, which what I am fascinated by, because I've been staring at these sumo oranges, right? And I say, I can't eat a one sumo orange at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too rich. But you know what I could do?
Mm.
I could get me some gelatin, and I could get me some of the regular oranges, right? And I could make a sugar coating, and I could take my sumo orange, and I could split it up into plugs, and I could dip it in the sugar coating, and I could mm-hmm. make like a candy snack mm-hmm. from the fruit. I could do the same thing with watermelon. I could do it with apples, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how is sea grape season?
Mm-hmm.
I could use the sea grape to make the candy coating for the fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm still trying to sell Mr. Nuri on my slam bam, my hot slam bam hot dog, right?
He's not giving into that one.
You know something else I used to eat besides having that mayonnaise on the crackers and sugar?
Mm.
Cheese and jam and cheese.
Sandwich, yeah.
Sandwich. You grew up with that too?
I used to put cheese on my Ritz cracker.
With
and
jam?
Then put syrup on top.
See, that's
bougie.
That's the bougie-fied version of it.
You go to private school too. I can tell you all private school people and know. You're different. You must be different with your snacks, man. But Aaron, what do you call a person who's like organized and detail a space?
A curator.
Just curator, but even the arts type thing.
Curator?
Yeah. Who's a curator for Solomon's Fresh Market? Because everything is so nicely designed. Like, everything makes sense. You come inside, you go straight to the fruits and the vegetables. Like interior decorator. That's what I'm looking for.
Interior decorator.
Just curator.
A merchandiser.
No, but curator is what you, is the idea. Because you're right.
Design.
Watch this. When you come into the store, right, you see the produce section. That's the base of your recipe. That's the base of your ingredients. And then the next aisle is the sauces and the salad dressings,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now you start with the raw. That gets you excited. Then the sauces, that's when you decide, well, what exactly are we going to eat tonight? Are we eating curry? Are we going Italian? Are we doing a Mexi kind of vibe? Are we doing Chinese? Are we going to just get some gochujang and we're going Chinese barbecue something? Because then you move to the meat section, right? And you say, oh, I want Chinese and I want pork. And then you move through to the other section where you get some spices and the rest of the spices and the snacks and the starch. And you say, okay, what type of rice do I want? And then you can look at the rice and say, I don't want rice at all. I want to eat this spicy gochujang pork on a bed of noodles. And then you can say, well, what type of noodles I want? I want spinach noodles. I want chickpeas noodles. I want, what did they say? Muller's macaroni
quinoa
noodles.
Quinoa noodles.
What type of quinoa noodles, right? And So the space has been curated to take you through your meal preparation journey.
I like it. I like it. I'm not sure if you know. I just met Miss Grant, so she doesn't know. When I was about 18, 19, right, I used to take my girlfriend at the time to the food store. We used to, that would be our date.
That was your date?
Yeah, we used to walk through the food store. We used to walk through the food store and then point out things that I planned to buy, whatever. Do that.
You was doing a vision board right in the store.
You used to walk through the food store. I did.
But what did you buy her?
Don't worry about that yet. My point is, Solomon Fresh Market have so much things I can show my date.
Yes.
And just walk through the food store.
It's an amazing.
Look at these grapes.
It's an experience all in itself.
It's an experience.
And if you go online and you find out which Fresh Market location is hosting the sampling, you could turn it into a proper date with a small hors d'oeuvre table.
Look what I pre-arranged for you.
Yes.
I mean, we do have a hot bar as well.
Hot bar too?
Yes, we have a hot bar right here at Fresh Market.
While we're here, I'm going to show you what you could buy me for lunch. I can take you on a tour.
Don't worry. I know the person who organized the Anastasia. She can fix you up. Anastasia's going to fix you up.
Anastasia, we need two plates. One for me and one for that.
Big
Mrs.
plates.
Nuri.
Not the sample size plates. No. I know Miss Grant. just mention
anyway,
Miss Grant.
Listen, we're at the end of the Guardian Radio AM hour, and the whole purpose of us being here is to invite you down to any of the Solomon's locations. Today is the last day of the Snackathon. Guardian Media is partnering with AML to ensure that children in need have everything they need to be a part of the school community and to participate and to get good grades and focus on their schoolwork. It's really important. So again, all day today, you can go to Solomon's Yamacraw, Solomon's Old Trail. I was, but
she's back now.
But Harbor Bay Snacks. Harbor Bay Snacks brought me back to life, ma'am. Solomon's Fresh Market, Old Fort Bay, Solomon's Lucaya, Solomon's Downtown, Courseright, Nassau, and Freeport. And when I say Solomon's Old Trail, I mean the new. Hence today, at the end of business, you can donate in cash at the register, or you can donate loyalty points at the register. No amount too small, no amount too big. Trust me, the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger are using your donations to ensure that children can participate equally in society and in school life. And also, after the promotion, you can feel free to come and make a donation to Erin Green's Snack Pantry.
You're
it's just personal.
Trying to hustle.
It's personal, but I need snacks.
I'll donate to that. I'll donate to that today.
Thank you. Lunchtime is the best time.
Lunchtime is the best time. That's what the song says.
Anyway, we're all out of time. We've got to go.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's C.A. Nuri. We're here with Erin Green with me, and of course, Miss Naomi Grant. What's your position again?
Events Marketing Manager.
Yes. Anyway, have a beautiful day.